Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
The Hillman Morning Show presents Fake News Covefe.
Fake News Covefe? Covefe? Covefe. What kind of word is that?
The president and a small group of people know exactly what he meant.
All right. On this show, we have learned that the president is right. It's sometimes tough to tell the difference between the real news and the fake news these days.
Yes, because so there's a lot of it.
That's what this game is about. You could win a couple of tickets to go see the Deftones and Rise Against the Blue Hills Bank Pavilion.
Yes, sign me up.
Friday, June 16th. Tickets are still available at bostonpavilion.net. bostonpavilion.net.
Yes. You speaking gibberish?
Covefe.
At a guy, did a go, did Cove, a go if you get a new.
Tickets are available at covefefe.com. So, but you can win those tickets if you can determine which of the following news stories today is the fake news. And it's often very difficult to do so. Hello, Dave.
Gregory, LB.
How are you? What's up, Dave?
And always the lovely Danielle.
Good morning. Good morning.
Where are you from, Dave?
I'm from LB's hometown of Holly Rock, Massachusetts.
All right. Wow. Well, here are today's headlines. You must determine which is the fake news, Covefe. Are you ready?
I am, sir.
All right. A California middle school is scrambling today to collect 1,000 distributed yearbooks that contain an old map of San Diego County with the N-word on it.
Oh, my God.
The ex-boyfriend of NSA leaker Reality Winner has been reaching out to porn sites to solicit offers for a sex tape he has.
Would love to watch. Would love to watch it.
The CEO of Uber has sent an email to staff explaining the conditions under which they can have sex with each other during a Miami company outing this
weekend.
All
right. You're all contractors.
And finally, Dave, legislators here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts have moved legislation forward to ban all use of cell phones in cars.
Well, all those. Oh, sorry, Greg.
So you have to determine which is the fake news and which is the real news.
Well, they all sound like true stories, but I'm going to have to go with the latter one.
The legislature here in Massachusetts banning all use of cell phones.
Sir.
I'm sorry.
Sir.
I hate to break it to you.
Come on, kid. In this case.
I hate to break it to you, but they're pretty close on that.
Yeah.
It's not only like a handheld thing. It's any use of a cell phone at all, unless there's an emergency, like you have to go to Hooters.
But are they working with like Garmin to bring back people buying GPS systems? What's happening here?
I mean, I don't know. Like, honestly,
I have to read the details on this.
Listen, it is dangerous. I understand. Distracted driving is very dangerous, but the GPS, the phone GPS has completely changed.
Yeah.
The world,
everything.
It's changed it for men because we don't like to ask for directions.
No.
So
you don't even like to punch it into Waze. You're like, fine if I have to.
But yeah, here in the Commonwealth, they have moved one step closer to banning all use. And this has been unanimously supported by the Joint Committee on Transportation, and the House approved it without any debate.
Have they said what the fine's going to be?
What the fine for using it is?
Yeah.
No. Why, you're just going to risk it?
I'm saying, like, it's got to be severe enough that people aren't going to do like that. Look at the texting laws. Yeah, joke.
But it's a knee-jerk reaction to, you know, did a high schooler die in a car accident that was texting lately? Or, you know, I there's so many good things that your cell phone helps you with when you're driving. Seatbelts, drinking a coffee, your kids in the car.
Right, eating a sub.
I mean, if you're a bad driver, you're a bad driver. I get the no texting thing. I get all that. You know, we have hands-free. Give a $1,500 ticket for if a cop sees you texting. Mm-hmm. I love it. You know, make it real. If you're going to do it right.
Yeah.
You know, you know, just make everybody use hands free.
What about people calling this show? Are they going to be criminals? I mean,
every caller pulls over to a safe area while making their call to the show.
Okay. Yeah. So, anybody have a guess at which was the fake news story?
Reality winner,
the sex porn, tape. Yeah, we don't have one yet. Yeah. There's no way.
Because the San Diego N-word on the map sounded way too good to be like for you to have not good in that sense, but like it sounded too crazy for you to have made it up.
Yes. They put the old map in the yearbook and they didn't notice the N-word featured in. But you know, in that's one of those history things,
right?
Yeah. Where you know they used to call places,
right?
They used to use the word in describing places.
Did Bill Maher make the map?
I don't think Bill Maher made the map.
No, he didn't.
But now Bill Maher is returning to television tonight, and his guest is Ice Cube. And
that should be fun.
Ice Cube is going to instruct him in why he should not be using that word.
I thought you were going to say on how television. To use the word properly.
The proper use.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And amazingly, it is real news that the CEO of Uber has sent a memo to all of their staff explaining the conditions under which you are allowed to have sex with each other during their big Uber gathering in Miami.
Unbelievable.
That's outstanding. I want to be an Uber guy.
I think you have to have like some kind of a videotaped consent or something. If you don't work in the same department, or
can't be in the same chain of command.
Don't they have an app?
Right.
Tonight your partner is Tamir.
He's only got 4.2 stars. I'm not doing it.
It's called the Miami Letter internally, and everybody at Uber is headed to the Shore Club in the Florida. LB, could you say Shore Club?
They're heading to the Shore Club in Florida.
And it says...
No shenanigans at the Shore Club.
Let me read verbatim. Do not have sex with another employee unless A, you have asked that person for the privilege and they have responded with an emphatic yes, I will have sex with you. And B, the two or more of you do not work in the same chain of command.
Ah.
Uh-huh.
No boss employee sex.
So it sounds like there's some group sex on the docket down there.
Use the exact words? Yes, I will have sex with you. All right, let us commence.
You work in the mailroom because I work upstairs. You do? Okay, great. Let's get after it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.